Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
Well, not real good.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can I have your first and last name? Can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
Angela Huckabee, 915 West Thompson Street, Apartment 2, Paragould, Arkansas.
Okay, and I'm under your account. Hello, one moment. Okay, and it's still loading. One moment. Okay, and I'm still a moment. Okay, so I see that you did actually do well, the cookware was ordered, and how may I help you today? You're saying this is fraud, that you never placed the order for the cookware?
That's right.
Okay, and are you sure no one else in your household placed the order?
No. I live alone. And this comes up on my debit card as some kind of variety musical something or other. I have no idea what that is.
Okay, and we can file this as fraud, but I want you to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims or fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as a fine. So long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the original order, we can go to proceed with the fraud claim. Would you like to go to continue with the claim?
There's no one that made any kind of purchase in my house.
Okay. Would you like to go to continue with the claim?
What?
Would you like to go to continue with the claim?
You may not have to pay for...
No, ma'am. So I'm asking, would you like to go to continue with the fraud claim?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. Can I stay home a moment? Okay, thanks for being so patient on for me. So the refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, and your account slash affecting me as well.
Okay.
Okay, and thanks so much for calling us support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.